We're on the telephone with Andy Knepp, who is a sustainable development lead with Monsanto. And Andy, wanted to visit with you about a project and initiative of the Midwest Row Crop Collaborative called Farming for the Future. But first of all, just remind us again what the Midwest Row Crop Collaborative is.
Yeah, so the Midwest Row Crop Collaborative was started in 2016. It's actually a combination of a group of nine leading food and ag supply chain companies, as well as three conservation organizations. And we all came together and said, hey, we know we face challenges in agriculture. We know that that there's consumer pressure on and demands on you know, understanding how food is produced and concerns about sustainability of food production. And we felt like it would be good for us to come together and to take a look at what are some of these challenges and how can we collectively work together to address some of those challenges.
All right, and let's talk about the Farming for the Future project then, conducted recently, and understand this was focused pretty much in Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska?
Correct. And that really represents MRCC's overall focus. So, you know, Midwest in its name. We wanted to, as this group of organizations, we wanted to be able to focus and say, where can we go to, where can we identify challenges and work together to recognize that we can focus our efforts in a given area. So we really focus our efforts in Nebraska and Iowa and Illinois. And as we looked at doing this campaign, we wanted to make sure that we were focusing our efforts in that same area.
And the focus of this project was what then?
Yeah, so really the campaign that was occurring at Walmart, and maybe just describe that just a little bit. So the food manufacturers that are a part of MRCC, you know, work together with Walmart to run a promotion in 268 stores across that Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska area, and they had some nice displays that they put up, and you know, just trying to tie some of the brands, some of the consumer brands, to an effort to say, you know, again, all these challenges that we face in agriculture, you know, one of the longer term challenges is how do we make sure that we're prepared for a future in agriculture, and that's obviously with the youth. And so we you know, looked at, you know, who do we want to support, and MRCC and these companies all kind of came together and said, let's put some financial support around FFA, and let's actually get in front of consumers and talk about what it is that we can do to not just support the future, but also to work in together to address issues today.
And then this, as I understand it, extends to students in the classrooms then as they start school again this fall?
Yep. Yeah, ultimately, so we wanted to put together some financial support of FFA, as well as saying, how can we reach out to those students and teach them about conservation? And so we put together a toolkit that's available to teachers that, you know, we hope to reach 1,000 students in the classrooms throughout that area by the end of 2019. And, you know, the training is available online, so the hope would be that, you know, the reach actually extends out much further than just the three states we're working in. Over time, we can reach a lot of students, and again, just help them understand about conservation and agriculture. What are the practices that we can help farmers learn about and help farmers implement to address some of the challenges that we face in agriculture around water quality and soil loss and improving soil health?
Really a two-pronged type effort, it sounds like, giving consumers some education, but also helping to reach some of the next generation farmers.
Yep, absolutely. And that's, you know, as the program evolved and we talked about doing something in educating consumers in stores, you know, it did shift to that. Well, if we're going to be doing something, let's find another opportunity and make it serve multiple purposes. And that's really the genesis of how we landed on, you know, again, not just educating consumers, not just trying to reach out to them, but also to say, how do we really influence and impact the next generation?
Okay, Andy, anything else? Anything we missed here?
Maybe just a broader conversation around MRCC's, ultimate focus is really to say, how do we improve some of the environmental issues around water quality? The Midwest focus, again, ultimately is to say, how do we impact the Gulf of Mexico hypoxia issue? How do we help farmers, arm them with information, in some cases resources, education, support, to really start driving practices that can help them ultimately improve their soil health, manage that loss of nutrients down the river, clean up our rivers and streams, so that we're not only able to continue to produce a healthy and abundant food supply, but also do that in a way that's more environmentally sustainable.